to my After Effects tutorial. In this episode, I'm gonna show you how to work with Leonardo DiCaprio and making him talk. I'm just kidding. But today's episode is gonna be really exciting because I am gonna show you how to animate any picture and create this sort of effect. Now, this is great. Everything is automated, meaning I have used expression, so there is no hard work on keyframing the mouth up and down again and again. And before I get started with the video, the inspiration for making this tutorial comes from ERB, Epic Rap Battles of History. So a big thanks to this Epic Rap Battles of History YouTube channel for giving me the idea of making this tutorial. Alright, so again, this is awesome people what you're gonna create, and this is without rotation. So this is just the mouthpiece going up and down, and there's an audio track over here. I'm not playing it, but it's here, and so this is just going up and down. And this is with a little bit of rotations. I think the rotation part looks a little bit more interesting. And I think if you want to go for this, super. But sometimes it may not work, so you have to check both of them out. I'm going to show you how to create both of them. It's very easy. So let's get started. Alright, so here I have awesome people, the image. What I'm going to do is I'm going to duplicate this. I'm going to rename all my layers properly. This is something that a lot of people don't do, and then they regret it. So the mouthpiece and the face. I'm gonna select the mouthpiece, take my pen tool, zoom into his face, and I'm basically gonna mask out the lower jaw chin part of his face. And sometimes you get confused as to how much to take to start from here, and this is not the right place to start. You basically, awesome people, want to imagine a box, okay? You're drawing a box, but with a little bit of curvature below. So near his chin is gonna be a curvature. I'm gonna right there. Add one right there, there, and boom. So again, we have a nice box sort of thing happening because there are no curvature, there are no bezier handles over here, just at the bottom part to control or to create that chin effect. Super. Now if I was to solo this layer, you can see that I have indeed masked out the face, but we have a problem because the other layer is whole. So if I was to animate my face right now, you can see gonna get that chin below. So what I can do is I can copy the mask to the face layer, and I'm just gonna invert this. So now, awesome people, I'm gonna have like a black space when there is animation happening. Now if you start the animation right now, it would work. I'm not saying it would not work, but it would not look very nice. A better thing to do is to add a little bit more depth by just taking these two nodes over here that we have made and bringing it under the chin part that we have masked out. So basically the mouth part, just make it below that. So what it's gonna look like is this. See that? So now if you were to look like this, this looks a lot better to me at least. Maybe it's just the image, but I do this all the time if I'm doing my client's work. Sometime back, say a month back, I had to do this sort of animation for a client, and he was really impressed. Like he was happy with what he received. So this video is good. This video effect is really good, and maybe you want to use this in the next video. So make sure you do this, okay? All right, I'm gonna bring in my audio layer now. Right click on the audio layer, effect, go to keyframe assistant, convert audio to keyframes. And basically what we have done right now is we have added a keyframe to every single frame of the audio. So here is our audio now. We can switch this off. We won't need this. And there are basically three effects applied. Left channel, right channel, and both channels. We do not need right and left channel. We don't want to work with stereo. We want to work with mono. So select both of them. Delete. Superb. So we just have both channels to work with. Now, awesome people, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start the actual expressions and the animation part. So select your mouth layer. Hit the P key for position. Alt click on the stopwatch for expression control. Like you can type in your expressions now. And what do you have to add? Okay, look, what we're gonna do, awesome people, is you're gonna take the big whip and attach it to the slider. And if you can't see it actually over here, but a small 2-line or 3-line, depending on when, or, you know, on your screen size, this code is being typed out. Now what this means is After Effects created a variable temp equals this value. So this comp meaning YouTube comp, in which there's a layer called audio amplitude, this, in which it has an effect called both channels slider, and basically temp equals this value. and then we have created an array saying temp temp. This array basically is for x and y. Now, awesome people, if you don't understand this, it's okay. This is for high and After Effects users, but if you just follow along with me, you will be able to create it for your videos, no problem. So I'm gonna skip the tough explanation and let's just get to the technique. So basically, temp is a good name. We will delete this, the first temp, that's for the x value, and we'll add a zero over there. And next, awesome people, we're gonna come to the start of the brackets. So basically, just use your arrow keys and go to the start part, and go to value plus. Just type this much, value plus, and let go. And now, awesome people, if you were to play this, you can see there is some sort of animation. Now, you know, like for example, awesome people, this image that I'm using for the tutorial is huge, you know. So then, like the movement is very, very small. So if this is the case with you, if you got an image from a client or if you downloaded something which is extraordinarily great, huge, 4000 something something, what you can do is this. You can intensify the effect by not actually, some people would do this, they would increase the audio level. Don't do this because this is going to distort your audio. No, so don't do this. But what you can do is go to temp, okay, or actually go over here to temp, not the main temp, come over here to 0, temp. Just add in a small, you know, change into 2. So we basically have a code which now says, hey, wait a sec, not this. We basically have a code which says temp equals this effect. And then we have typed in our array definition, value plus 0, temp into 2. Just remember, we are doing the into 2 part for getting a better effect. So getting more movement. Now if I were to play this, you can see you're having more movement in the mouth. Now I'm not playing the audio because I'm not sure if this is copyrighted stuff or no. So I am not taking the risk of playing it, but believe me, if you were to you know, animate this on your clips, you would definitely get the movement. If you're following my steps right, you would get the movement. Now you could run into one problem, is that even when the there is nothing in the audio, like if you see the first 5 or so frames, there is no voice. There is absolutely no voice here. Wait a sec. Okay, waveform, come on. Help me a little bit. Okay, waveform is not going to come up. But basically, awesome people, for the first 5 frames, there is no audio and the mouthpiece just stays in the air. So what you can do is you can just delete all these keyframes. And when there is actual animation right there, I'm going to delete all the other keyframes and I'm just going to take the mouthpiece up here like this. And then you're going to have something like this. See? Works fine. Now, of course, awesome people, for my demonstration, I just spent a little more time adding a little bit more production quality. Again, it's all about how much time you want to spend on this video, how much time you want to give for the video looking good. And depending on that, awesome people, you're going to have a better result. Now, before I stop the tutorial, because that's it, this is the technique, your mouthpiece should be animating by now. But before I stop the tutorial, let me show you how to add that rotation thing. Because for this example, the rotation part does look good, but I have had, I have worked with clients and with their images in which sometimes the rotation doesn't really look good. So, try this out. Go to the mouth layer, hit the R key, and just basically add a small wiggle expression. So wiggle, 1, 5, five, there you go, close the parentheses, hit the enter key, and boom, you have, you know, slide animation. Now again, awesome people, the tracks that I've used here, they are different, so you're gonna get a different result. So you have to experiment a little bit. Maybe you'll have to add a slider control, attach a wiggle over there, animate the slider, do that, and you'll get a much better result than what I am getting right now. But this is a technique. So thank you so much for watching this tutorial. Make sure you subscribe, like this video, of course. And if you have any doubts, my Facebook link is in the description. Come talk to me. I'll be more than happy to solve your problems and just help you out with your work. Thanks so much and take care.